Buying the bull, a $1 trillion bailout for Europe has markets on the rise.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. After 10 hours of emergency meetings, the European Union has negotiated a rescue plan worth nearly $1 trillion for countries that get into debt trouble. The deal aims to stop the financial crisis in Greece from spreading to other countries that use the euro. From London, the BBC's Rebecca Singer has more.
The numbers are big. 16 European nations worked all night alongside the European Union and International Monetary Fund to agree to this $1 trillion deal. Richard Hunter is from the investors Hargreaves Lansdown. He says the size of this rescue plan reassured nervous investors.
Clearly, after the uncertainty we've been seeing over the last 3 or 4 weeks at least, it has very much given markets a shot in the arm.
After dragging its feet, the European Central Bank admitted it had to help out too. It's taking similar steps to the ones the US Federal Reserve took at the beginning of 2009, when the Fed made borrowing cheaper for American banks and companies. In this case, the ECB wants to help European countries raise the money they need to fund government spending. But there's still the issue of how to stop countries getting into financial trouble in the first place. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is from Seven Investment Management.
If the euro really wants to gain credibility, it's got to be able to instill that sort of discipline to make sure that all the participants are moving in the same direction and nobody isn't actually playing fast and loose with other people's credit.
In a separate move, the US Federal Reserve is going to make more money available to the European market if it's needed. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Nothing like $1 trillion to take the edge off the Greek debt crisis. London's FTSE and Germany's DAX both up 4 2/3% this morning. Asian markets up across the board. Tokyo's Nikkei index added 1.6%. Word this morning, President Obama will nominate Elena Kagan for Supreme Court Justice. John Dimsdale joins us live from Washington to talk about this. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stacey.
John, Kagan's not a judge and doesn't have the usual paper trail of decisions, but she has taken several stands on behalf of the Obama administration. What do we know about her track record when it comes to business?
Well, in her fairly short tenure as Solicitor General, she represented investors who lost money when the big drug company Merck withdrew its Vioxx pain drug. In another case, she argued for limits on corporate spending for campaign ads. That's a case that she narrowly lost in the Supreme Court.
Do we have any sense of how Kagan might come down on banking regulations if some of the congressional efforts to rein in the banking industry end up before the Supreme Court?
Well, there's one item in Kagan's past that could get her in trouble with some senators. Her work on an advisory board for Goldman Sachs. As you know, Goldman's now under scrutiny for contributing to the financial meltdown. But the White House is defending her, saying the panel that she worked on had nothing to do with the packaging of dubious mortgage securities.
What kind of business cases would Justice Kagan be ruling on?
Well, that Vioxx case I mentioned might be relevant because the court will likely rule on whether federal law protects vaccine manufacturers from lawsuits in state courts. And there's also a case of copyright infringement from the Swiss watchmaker Swatch, which is suing Costco for selling cheap swatches that Costco obtained from third parties.
Interesting stuff. John Dimsdale in Washington. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by PBS, presenting Into the Deep, America, Whaling in the World, on American Experience. Tonight on PBS, local times may vary.
Banking reform is on the Senate's agenda again this week. And today, Carl Levin reportedly has plans to unveil an amendment that would prevent investment banks from betting against their customers. One goal of the financial reform bill is to make the market safer for big investors, of course, like pension funds. Many of them lost money when the housing market collapsed. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has more on that.
Beverly Miller spent many years teaching in Southern California. Now she spends her retirement keeping up her house in San Diego. And for a while, she patrolled the city as a volunteer policewoman. She wore a uniform.
But they don't let you shoot anybody.
She didn't need the money because CalPERS, California's generous state retirement system, pays retirees like her an average of $25,000 a year. It's not clear how long CalPERS can keep that up. During the financial crisis, CalPERS funds lost more than a fifth of their value. CalPERS lost hundreds of millions on complex securities and shaky real estate deals. Miller says she wants CalPERS to rein in that risky investing.
I don't go to the track, and I don't go to casinos. And I don't think CalPERS belongs there either.
Ann Simpson is a senior portfolio manager at CalPERS. She's been jetting between Sacramento and the East Coast as she works to make investing safer.
Where am I? I'm at JFK at the airport, just about to get back on the plane.
Simpson wants tougher oversight of the financial system.
Getting derivatives regulated and transparent is key. And I think also the setting up of a systemic risk regulator is very important to us as well.
But financial reform may not be the whole answer. Financial consultant Alan Biller says CalPERS is in a tricky situation. It might not be able to keep providing generous benefits unless it keeps going out on a limb.
There's always pressure for managers to take more risk for higher returns.
CalPERS may require new workers to pay in more money and retire later. Biller says that's exactly what pension funds need to do. Otherwise, they could end up making the same investment mistakes all over again. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, someone very close to our hearts here at Marketplace passed away on Sunday. Singer and actress Lena Horne, whose signature song Stormy Weather is something we play a lot on this show. Horne started out as a chorus girl at the Cotton Club in New York and went on to star in dozens of movies, including Panama Hattie and the musical Stormy Weather. She was one of the first African Americans to get a long-term studio contract. Horne was 92. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.